Donna McCreary, It Matters to Her on 95.3 The Bull 732. Don't forget, 8 a.m. this morning, we have a concert announcement if we're still together, because right now we're fisticuffs on hot dogs. And are they a sandwich or not? We can't agree. We can't come to common ground.
They aren't.
So we ask you.
According to you.
We ask you, members of the herd, is a hot dog a sandwich in your opinion?
They totally are.
815-873-2953. You can text us your answer. And this one comes from 815-742. Hamburgers and hot dogs are not listed as a sandwich on a restaurant menu.
That's because they know that they have to guide you. They know that you're not going to be...
815-7...
I don't want to make enemies this morning.
721 texts in. When we make hot dogs for the grandkids, we ask them if they want a sandwich or cut up on a plate. Hot dogs
Perfect.
Must be able to go both ways.
Perfect.
What do you think?
You know what? Those grandkids are going to be raised to be great people because they're going to know what a sandwich is.
But it can also go as a meal on a plate.
Yes.
So it's not a sandwich.
The same way that you could do that with a burger if you didn't want to have the bun.
But
if you wanted to just have an assortment
of
deli meats on a tray, that's called a charcuterie board, Steve.
That is not a sandwich.
It's just deconstructed.
It's a hot dog or it's a hamburger. And what do you think? That's what we're looking for. 815-873-2953. Oh, he took his baseball cap off. He must be getting hot again.
I'm a little hot.
Okay.
I can't tell. Are you a
we
martyr?
We will continue this conversation.
Are you a martyr?
95.3 The Bull with three things to know from rockrivercurrent.com.
Dairy Fair, an ice cream shop that's been a summertime tradition on Rockford's west side since the 1960s, is for sale. Kevin and Diane Hilby have owned the shop for about 20 years, and it's served as a summer job for many of their 13 children. Now they're ready for someone else to take over. Kevin Hilby said there have already been more than 70 inquiries from prospective buyers. He said the shop on Kilburn Avenue will open in May as usual if no buyers emerge. The latest documentary created by the Harlem Veteran Project debuts this weekend at the Beloit International Film Festival. The film, which is titled Take Your Own Notes, explores both the highlights and hardships that come with being a woman in the military. Five veterans from the Rockford area shared stories for the documentary, which is created by Harlem High School alumni, teachers, and a local veteran. The film shows at 5 p.m. Saturday and at noon Sunday at the Beloit Film Festival. A visitation will be held today for Rockford Alderman Tuffy Quinones, who died this week at age 76. Quinones was elected in 2017, and he is remembered as a proud veteran, successful businessman, and a dedicated public servant.
Tuffy was really unique. He was someone who absolutely loved his job. He loved being an older person. He loved connecting with people and helping solve problems.
That was Rockford Mayor Tom McNamara. The visitation is from 4 to 7 p.m. today at Fitzgerald Funeral Home and Crematory on Mulford Road, and a funeral is planned for 10 a.m. Saturday at St. Bridget Catholic Church. Reporting from the Rock River Current Newsroom, I'm Kevin Haas. Download the Rock River Current app or head to rockrivercurrent.com for our latest story.
Hot dogs!
Hot dogs!
When you're at a ballpark, right?
Yeah.
And that guy's walking around, he's selling hot dogs. He's saying, hot dogs! Get your hot dogs!
But
he's
again,
not saying hot dog
but
sandwiches.
Again, to
he's
remind
not.
Everybody what your concept of what a sandwich is, you said it's meat between two buns between two pieces of bread with condiments. That man is going to hand you a hot dog. Whatever kind of meat that is.
It could be any meat, though. It could be any meat. But
between
at a ballpark.
Between two pieces of bread.
At a ballpark.
And he's going to ask you, do you want ketchup, mustard, relish?
That's
those
a hot
condiments.
Dog. That's a hot dog.
It's a
hot
sandwich
dog.
By every stretch of the imagination that you have, by every standard that you have for a sandwich. That's a sandwich.
This is from 815-440, a text message. Not a sandwich! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point.
For everybody out there who doesn't understand kind of like the new age like buzzwords, this is gaslighting. This is what gaslighting is.
They are not a sandwich from the 815. Another text message. Thank you so much. We appreciate
that. You're only selecting the ones.
I read the one that said they for the grandkids. I read that
read
one.
Read the one that told us what hot dogs are made of.
Absolutely not. A hot dog is not in a bun, not on a bread. If you want a hot dog sandwich, you slice the hot dog and put it on bread. That's what I was talking about.
No, something about what the hot dog is made up. Anyway.
Oh, that was crude.
That
was crude, but hey, we may never know. What do you think? Is a hot dog a sandwich when you go to Wrigley? Let us know, 815-873-2953. You can text or call in on the Retool of Rockford text line. All right, now we'll get to sports.
Yeah.
Oh, we're out of time.
Okay.
We're not.
All right, last night in sports, the Blackhawks lost to Dallas 5-2. Today, the Bulls host the Phoenix Suns at 7, and the Ice Hogs are on the road to play the Belleville Senators at 6. Spring training slate for you today. The White Sox and Reds go head-to-head at 2:05. The Brewers and Guardians go head-to-head at 2:05. Catch a little earlier matinee with the Marlins and Cardinals at 12:05. And end your day with the Cubs and Padres. First pitch set for 7:40. Finally, we want to give a huge congratulations to the Byron Girls High School basketball team, who advanced to the 2A title game by beating Butler Prep 55-43. Now, they are in that title game, which is tomorrow at 12:45 in the afternoon. Byron will play Brees Moderday. You can catch that on TV on the CW. That's channel 23.5.
All right, and congrats going out to the Lady Tigers.
Yep.
That's awesome. We're proud of you.
That's sports. Great. It's brought to you by your Rockford Ice Hogs. Get tickets and stream every game this season at thebullrockford.com.
Roadways, no issues, except people stopping at intersections and yelling at each other about hot dogs if they're a sandwich or not. Other than that, clean and green. You see anything, let us know. Again, 815-873-2953.
Do you know the slang word for a hot dog? This is for all of our younger listeners
out
there.
A dog?
Yeah, no, the hot dog. Do you know the slang word for a hot dog?
Is it arable?
No. It's can you say glizzy?
I have no idea.
Can you say glizzy?
I don't know. A glizzy?
Glizzy, yeah. It's for all of our younger listeners. They will really appreciate that this morning.
Still not a sandwich. Thank you.